I'm going to do the opening a little differently this morning. Would you take your Bibles out, please? And if you don't have a Bible, would you quickly move over and sit with somebody just for a few minutes who does? Because you're going to need to see them. And I'd like you to turn to Psalm 100. It's only a 5-verse psalm. It's a really short one. Open to Psalm 100. Well, what I'm going to have you do, instead of my reading it to you, I'm going to have you read it to yourselves, just quietly. I want you just to consider this quietly and read it yourselves, okay? And now I'm going to be still. A precious psalm?
Amen.
Does it lift your countenance? It does mine. Shout with joy to the Lord. Woo! Yeah, let's shout with joy. We're all here. We're all alive today, huh? Shout, worship the Lord, how? With sadness? With gladness. Worship him with gladness. Come before him with singing and with joy. So we're told in this psalm how to come to him, how we're going to worship him this morning. I think this is so appropriate, this psalm, as we go into our study in the Women's Bible Study on worship. I thought, whoa, this is really a setup. God wants us during the next few weeks to know something and learn something more about worship and our worshiping him, how to, why to, and he wants us just to do it. So I thought, wow, what a precious psalm that this has. Happens in our daily reading as we go into this, and Pastor Kev's going to be speaking on that this morning. If you have ever been to an Episcopal church, you have said this psalm over and over again because it's in the prayer book and read most Sundays, I believe, in the Episcopal church. It's a beautiful, beautiful psalm. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and then after you enter into his gates, go right into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, and that's what it's all about. So this morning, we're going to worship. We're going to start with celebrate, huh? We're going to celebrate him this morning. It's easy to celebrate him. He's so, so, so good to us, even in the hard times, even in the times when it's a strain or a struggle, still, we can celebrate him. He is good. Pastor Kev, let's celebrate.
Shall we stand? Here we go.